This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 402, up 1¾. May corn, 410, up 1¾. July corn, 416¾, up 2¼. January soybeans, 1013½, down 38. March soybeans, 1016, down 36¼. May soybeans, 1021¾, down 35¾. March wheat, 555½, down 8¼. May wheat, 560, down 7¾. July wheat, 564¾, down 7¾. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Monday afternoon. Soybeans suffered losses on the larger South American soybean crop estimated by the USDA. Today, while the USDA lowered the corn production estimate, and the USDA also increased wheat ending stocks, pushing wheat values lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents higher at 368 to 385. Soybeans retreated 27 to 36 cents at 973 to $10 even. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 6 cents at 370 to 390, and soybeans dropped 36 cents at 986 to 1016. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 cents at 377 to 391. Soybean bids dropped 36 cents at 995 to 1019, while wheat bids were mostly 8 to 9 cents lower at 456 to 536. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 36 cents at 1015 to 1026, basis steady range from 1 under to 10 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $361.20 to $393.20. That's down $7.90 to $11.90 per ton, with basis steady to $4 per ton lower, range from $20 to $52 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed at $389 to $402, with basis steady to 6 cents lower, ranging from $13 under to option the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $3.87 to $3.91. Basis also ended mixed at 15 to 11 under the March. Soybeans ended 31 to 40 cents lower at 10.16 to 10.23, with basis mixed range from option to 7 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at $4.11 to $4.12. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 35 to 36 cents, with quotations at 1047 to 1049. Soft red winter wheat ended mixed on Monday at 561 to 566, and the Milo ended 1-2 higher at 462 to 467. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 378 up to 396. New crop soybean bids range from 935 to 959. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 380 to 396, with new crop soybean bids at 954 to 969. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 363 up to 396, new crop soybean bids at 936 to 964, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 518 up to 548. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, 160.45, down 15 cents. April live cattle, 159.35, down 7 cents. June live cattle, 151.57, up 92 cents. January feeder cattle, 223.40, up 97 cents. March feeder cattle, 213.30, up 75 cents. April feeder cattle, 213.45, up 97 cents. February lean hogs, 76.65, down $2.37. April lean hogs, 77.70, down $2.35. May lean hogs, 83.77, down $1.52. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 40 cents lower in the range of 66 to 73, with a weighted average carcass price of 71.46. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 32.50 to 38, 4 to 5 weights 37 to 43, 5 to 6 weights 40 to 44, and 6 weights and up 41 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Grade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $47 to $51. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,608 head. And now for the report from the Fairview Sale Barn Special Feeder Sale. They had receipts of 1,468 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. 5 weights were 270 to 309. 6 weights were 242 to 272. 272.50. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 245 to 260, and 6 weights were 211 to 236. Now moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction, they also had a feeder cattle sale. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 250 to 294, and 6 weights were 230 to 256. Feeder Holstein steers, large 3s, 5 weights were 195, and 6 weights were 191. Feeder heifers, medium and large 1s, 5 weights were 230 to 262, and 6 weights were 208 to 231. Now from the National Daily Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $258.78, that was $1.99 higher, and select carcasses at $250.38, that was $2.15 higher. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 292 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $82.82, and that was $1.14 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000. That compared to 106,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 455,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Bex Hybrids is hoping to open up a new location in Effingham. I spoke with Scott Beck, Vice President of Bex Hybrids, for more information.
Yes, that's right. We've been in the area there in Neoga for a few years now, doing some production, processing, practical farm research, and distribution. And looking at the site there on the west side of Effingham as a possible site to build a facility.
Now, what are you hoping that this would bring to Effingham and the rest of the area?
Well, it would certainly bring some additional jobs as well as additional people coming, farmers mainly, coming to pick up seed, coming to meetings, coming to different events that we would have. It would involve our own people coming in for meetings, and so basically just increased commerce in the area, but with an agricultural flavor.
Will this hopefully expand more service opportunities to farmers for the area?
Absolutely. It will give us the opportunity to warehouse more seed and therefore make it more convenient and efficient for farmers in the southern Illinois area to be able to access the seed at, you know, the time of year when they need it. We'll also provide greater educational and learning opportunities for farmers that want to see what we're doing with practical farm research. That's where we're not just looking to develop the next new hybrid, but we're looking at management practices that a farmer's involved with, such as, you know, what's the right nitrogen rate to use, what's the right seeding depth, what's the right population to plant. And we do all these different types of studies that really help the farmer to make decisions, more so for that local area where the soil types would be similar.
All right, very good. And if everything goes according to plan, when can people expect to see this BECCS outpost in Effingham?
Well, we would hope that we would get some of the grant approvals and incentives that we've been working with the local officials and state officials on. Those are granted, and we have permission, then we can move forward with the purchase of the property and then start construction or shortly thereafter, and hopefully have a building in place towards the latter part of the year.
All right, very good. So hopefully things will move relatively quickly. Well, Scott, is there anything else you would like to touch on about BECCS Hybrids itself or about this new outpost in Effingham?
We've just been delighted to work with the folks there in Effingham, and been very accommodating and willing to understand what our needs are and work towards getting the infrastructure in place and some of the funding that allows that to happen. So we're very thankful and pleased with the relationship there with the local government officials.
Again, that was Scott Beck, Vice President of BECCS Hybrids. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for an update on how the auction went.
Angela, we had a very large sale, ended up with a total of 3,200 bales at 2,600 small squares. The alfalfa, 633 bales, was from 210 to top of 520, with 566 bales of alfalfa grass from $1.30 to top of 570. 579 small squares of grass from $1.40 to $2.50 a bale. We had 388 bales of orchard grass from 210 to 350. We ended up with 434 bales of straw from $3 to $3.70 a bale. In the round bales, we had 54 bales of alfalfa from $13 to $57 per bale. Had 53 bales of alfalfa grass at $35 to $40. Had 168 bales of just mixed grass hay from $13 to $35 a bale. At 64 bales of Reed's Canary at $25. We ended up with 84 bales of straw at $14 to $23 a bale. We had 36 bales of corn stalks at $27. In the 3x3s, we had 90 bales of alfalfa from $31 to $50 per bale. Ended up with 40 bales of grass alfalfa mixed at $47. We had 16 bales of just grass mix at $36.
Well, it sounds like it was a very good auction. And Mike, if anyone has any questions or any hay to sell themselves, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. As with every year, many people had 2015 New Year's resolutions to get healthy. I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council on how to stay true to these resolutions.
You know, it is important to focus on health, and I think one of some simple tips that we can all do is to focus a little bit more on the foods that we can eat to be healthy rather than maybe the foods that, you know, people oftentimes focus on, you know, I can't eat this, I can't have that. So what we want to do is focus on the nutrient-rich foods. We want to make sure we get plenty of dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in our diet. We can also do something like eat breakfast on a daily basis. That is so important. And, of course, working for the Dairy Council, we always want to stress the fact that it is important to get 3 servings of dairy every single day. That can be milk, yogurt, or cheese. Dairy foods do provide a powerful nutrient-rich package, calcium, vitamin D, and other essential nutrients that we need for stronger bones and healthier bodies.
And I know that some of the challenges that people face when looking at healthier foods is they may get a little bored with some of the foods they just see on the shelf. You know, they see the typical apples and oranges out for fruit. Milk could always go with a little spicing up. So do you have anything that you would encourage families to do to try to get more nutrient-rich foods?
Well, absolutely. It is important to try new and different things, you know, so maybe this year make it a goal to try something out of the ordinary, maybe something a little bit different each week. try something like arugula, which is a type of lettuce that's a little bit spicy. Or if you haven't had lentils before, maybe you can try those in a soup. Even in the dairy aisle, you know, if you haven't used ricotta cheese, you can try something like that. That is great, especially I think most people think of that when they make lasagna, but you can also use it to make a spread for crackers. And as far as different fruits or vegetables, if you haven't ever tried a kiwi fruit, maybe try that. Or, you know, even something like an avocado. It's a little bit different, and I think that makes it fun and interesting. And you can also do the same type of thing for different types of breads and pastas. Some other things you can do for being healthy is, you know, just switch out the soda and have some low-fat milk instead. That'll give you so many more nutrients, and then also we want to snack on nutrient-rich foods as well. But I do think it's fun to try new and different things.
And I think what you touched on there is really key in terms of getting all these nutrients in your diet is to snack on them, eat them with meals, try to cook with them. Don't go out of your way to make a big deal out of it, but more so fit it into your daily routine. So do you have any tips for families to get healthy servings into their daily routines?
Well, yes, and especially for dairy. Start the day with dairy. For breakfast time, you can have something like a bowl of cereal with milk. You can make smoothies. You can have something like cheese and crackers even for breakfast. So just think of different ways that you can get dairy in the diet. The great thing about dairy foods is also that you can grab them on the go. There are plenty of cartons of either, you know, flavored milks or regular milk that you can try, or even yogurt or string cheese. That's perfect for kind of an on-the-go breakfast or snack. So take a break, maybe a 3 p.m. break every day and have a dairy snack. And then at mealtime, just make that milk time. You know, you should have something like milk or water, again, instead of some of those high-calorie drinks that really don't provide any nutrients in the diet.
And then branching out into eating outside of the home, going out to eat at restaurants or even just snacking at movie theaters and things, especially for young or single people, they go out to eat a whole lot. So how can people try to be healthier when they're going out?
Well, of course, the great thing is that there are healthier options out there, so take a look at that. You know, one of the top food trends for 2014 was really focusing on kids' meals, making sure that they are healthier. So watch for more things like apples, yogurts, and even baked fries in restaurants. And I saw one of the restaurants is also adding little cuties as a possibility for a side. The other thing we can do that's going to be new in 2015 is that there is a new requirement, especially for chain restaurants that have more than 20 plus restaurants, and even in movie theaters and pizza parlors. We will have the calorie information that will be posted on the menu. So that's definitely something you can look at to help you make decisions. And you know, if you see that there's an item that you're going to eat and it has a lot of calories, one of the things I always recommend is just think of a smaller portion. Just cut that serving size in half and go ahead and take the remainder home with you to eat the next day or later that night. So there are lots of options out there that we can try at even at the restaurants and even at the movie parlors. Now the popcorn will have the calorie information there, so we'll know exactly how many calories are in that bucket of popcorn that we're eating.
And that's great for people who are focusing on counting calories. And also what people counting calories really focus on is making sure every calorie counts. So how can people try to get more nutrients per calorie that they're consuming?
We really need to focus in on nutrient-rich foods. And those are foods that provide the most nutrients for the calories. And so that goes back to the basic food groups again. We know that foods in the dairy group, foods in the fruit, vegetable, and whole grain, as well as protein groups, will provide us the most nutrients. So we really need to pull our foods, the foods that we're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack time, from those different food groups. And if you're watching calories, one key is to select the lower fat foods from each one of those food categories. Also, again, it's always important to watch portion size, and then, you know, try to stay away from seconds, because that's where we get stuck a lot of time. We like the first serving so well that sometimes we go back for seconds, and then that, of course, adds calories. So you can also try some different cooking techniques that are a little bit lower in calorie. Try, instead of frying or sautéing meat, you can try grilled chicken or broiled lean pieces of pork or beef.
All right, very good. And then, of course, the other half to being healthy for those New Year's resolutions is physical activity. So you have a little special bit of advice on how families can kick up physical activity during 2015.
Well, absolutely. It is important that we be physically active on a daily basis, if possible. And, you know, just think of different ways to make it fun. When families get together, you know, even when you're planning vacations, you can make them vacations that do include some physical activity. So maybe things like hiking or backpacking or swimming when you're on vacation. It is important to enjoy activities together, so families can do things like bowling, or in the winter months, maybe it's something like ice skating. If on warmer days, they can go out for a nice walk or a bike. Another thing, if you have the pet, don't just open up the back door and let them go out in the backyard. Take the dog for a walk, and benefits the dog as well as, you know, gives that individual some extra activity. People can always join different teams, kids especially, things like soccer, softball, basketball, volleyball. All these are wonderful sports and will help keep the children busy. And I know there are some adult leagues for soccer and volleyball and things like that. And then if nothing else, you can check out your local library. There seem to be a lot of DVDs that are available on loan for things like yoga or Zumba or Pilates. So check some of those out as well.
Very good. And Joyce, do you have anything else that you'd like to add before we go here today?
Well, I'd like to encourage everyone, for more information, to visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. We also have a Facebook page that always features recipes and, again, kind of gives everybody an idea of our activities throughout the days and what we're up to. So I encourage them to do that. And just remember, focus in on eating healthy foods and be physically active each and every day.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.